across America. Live, this is Point of View. And now, Kirby Anderson.
Once again, here on Point of View, it is our weekend edition, Pentadexter Kelly Shackelford. In just for a few minutes, we also have with us Dr. John Lott. You are familiar with him because he's been on the program so many times before. We've talked about his book, More Guns, Less Crime, Freedonomics, a PhD in economics from UCLA, and is the founder of the Crime Prevention Research Center. Dr. John Lott, it is always great to have you on the program.
Well, thanks very much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Shooting yesterday in Annapolis, but I wanted to look at the broader issue because you have said something in some of your articles that Kelly Shackelford has said, and of course we've had a policy for some time in which we don't say the name of the shooter. We've said around this table we should have no naming and we should have more shaming. What are your thoughts?
I agree completely. I think one of the things that the media may come to regret, unfortunately, is if they treat a shooting like this where they go and they say this was the worst shooting involving media people, and they give it more attention than they otherwise would because it does involve media people, then you're going to encourage people to go and attack the media, because the individuals who want to try to go and get attention, if they believe that by going and telling other media people that the media is going to give them more attention than they would otherwise, if they can go and beat five now, you're going to have some unintended consequences from giving it that type of coverage.
And again, I want to get some comments around the table, but let me just add one thing that you've put together, and that is, because you've done the research, you've looked at the Sandy Hook killer. I'll just use one illustration. And as I understand, and tell me if I'm wrong, but I think of what you found is that he spent more than 2 years studying public shootings, came up together with a 7-foot-long, 4-foot-wide spreadsheet with names and body counts and weapons. And it really was his goal to kill more people than the Norwegian man that killed 77 people. So these are individuals that want to make a name for themselves in the most bizarre way you can possibly imagine. And when we say who they are, we say their names, we don't call them cowards, we don't shame them, we're encouraging it, don't you think?
Right. Well, I mean, the spreadsheet that he put together had what you mentioned, plus he had also the number of media stories on each of the attacks. And he graphed it out, showing the relationship between the number of people killed and the number of how much media coverage it received. And his goal was to go and, as you say, kill more people than the Norwegian killer, who had the lead at the time. And if you ignore the bombing deaths, had 67 people that he shot to death and 110 wounded from shooting, because he wanted to get more worldwide coverage than that killer had gotten.
John, thank you so much for being here. This is Pentadexter. You know, when we have these high-profile shootings, of course, the left immediately goes to guns as if they shoot themselves. But in this case, as we're getting news reports, we're already seeing warning signs, people that were worried at this newspaper that something like this might happen. And so I know that you're one that studies these situations. Are we remiss in law enforcement in not taking some of these warnings more seriously?
Well, I don't know enough about this case yet, but one of the problems that you have is kind of Monday morning quarterbacking. It's a lot easier to kind of interpret signs as being a warning that this guy was going to do something kind of after the fact. People put more importance onto different things. I'm not saying that that was the case here. It may have been a very clear case that people should have done something about it. But that's often not the case. When you read these, delve into these cases, you often find that people are now attaching great significance to things that you know, it was understandable that they didn't attach huge significance to these things. I'll give you one example. Over the last 20 years, about 60% of the mass public shooters were actually seeing mental health care professionals prior to their attacks. And, you know, except for possibly the Texas church shooter that we had last fall, who had escaped from the mental health care facility where he was incarcerated, there's not a case where one of these mental health care professionals identified these individuals that they were seeing as a danger to themselves or a danger to somebody else. And in fact, there's a whole academic literature out there where they talk about their inability to identify these individuals properly beforehand. So, you know, we have something like 2.5 million schizophrenics in the country. You know, you look at the rate that they go and kill in these mass public shootings, and you're talking about an incredibly tiny rate. I mean, it's, and so if I were to go and tell you, pick the 1,000 worst or most likely, killers out of schizophrenics, you know, it's very likely that, even assuming that you get somebody in there, that, you know, you're talking about 1 out of 1,000 or something like that. And, you know, these are very rare cases that you have. And, also people with mental health problems tend to be less violent on average than the general population. They also tend to be more likely to be victims of violence than the general population. And so given how rare it is, even among people that have well-defined illnesses, well-defined serious illnesses, you know, it's not too surprising that they have this difficulty in identifying these guys. And they're not stupid. Usually the guys who do these attacks are fairly bright individuals. You have somebody like the Santa Barbara killer. He was actually seeing 3 mental health care professionals prior to his attack. One of them was the head of child psychiatry at Children's Hospital in Los Angeles, a worldwide recognized expert. Particularly, his expertise was in terms of violence by these patients. And this individual also had not identified that killer as a danger to others or himself.
Incredible. Well, again, we have been talking with John Lott. I know he's going to head on, but I wanted to say again that he has the website Crime Prevention Research Center, which is crimeresearch.org. And I just wanted to get you on for a moment, at least to talk about Annapolis. And again, we'll get you on in the future to talk about some of the other stories that are coming down the pike. But thank you again for your research, and thank you for joining us today here on Point of View.
Thank you very much.
We will take a break, and we have a roundtable discussion we'll have right after this.